Hi, my name is Antoinette Zaleski, and thank you for joining me today on the Enchantment Hour with Antoinette Zaleski. Well, first of all, I want to say thank you for joining me, and I'm not new to the radio per se of hosting my own show, but I am excited about starting this new fantastic radio show with BBS Radio. First off, let me tell you what we have in store today. I am so excited to talk about this. I'm like jumping up and down. Again, I'm so excited. Anyways, just let me tell you a brief self about myself. I'm a psychic medium, and I have like 18 years experience in the paranormal. I started in 1995 after my daughter, and it just kind of, boom, it hit me. And I noticed that I started getting more intuitive. I noticed that things started kicking up. So I've been going since then. I'm also getting more involved in the paranormal investigations. Like this upcoming Tuesday, I'm going to be doing an investigation in a woman's house. She has three small kids, and that has three entities in the house. So I'm going with one of the local paranormal investigating teams here to go and help them try to sort out what's going on in their house. So I'm really excited. And today I'm really excited because I started this new radio show. So I hope it's much success as I believe and feel that it will be. But anyways, so moving on, I also work with findme2.com. It's a volunteer. It's non-profitable. I help find missing and homicide cases. I'm a remote viewer, so that's what I do, is that I help try and finding missing cases on people and help the community, get back in the community. That's what I'm doing. So I really enjoy it. And I'm also, I just wanted to let you know, I'm also affiliated with Best American Psychics, and I'm also a contributor to OM Times magazine, and I write articles for them as well. So I have a lot going on this year. I feel 2013 is going to be not only good for people who are metaphysical or spiritual, but it's supposed to be really amazing. This year is starting to be wonderful. I've noticed a lot of people telling me, oh, this year is so much better than last year and the years before. I think it's because we're in a new, I don't know if it's a new moon or something that's connecting with the universe, but I definitely feel things are starting to move forward in a very positive direction. So again, you know, if you guys want to call in, you can call me in at 1-888-627-6008, or you can call me at 1-530-413-4522, and I have another number. It's 530-413-5011. Again, you can call me in, call in, and glad to talk to me about anything, but right now I want to move over to what the big question is that I want to discuss today on my show. And the reason why I want to discuss this is because over the past week, 2 weeks about now, I've had many, many calls from clients, actually parents calling me about their child who has psychic abilities. You know, I'm sure you guys are well known on A&E. They had a show, Psychic Kids, you know, with famous Chip Coffee and a psychiatrist and another woman that's a psychic medium as well. This topic is very, very, I feel I need to speak about it. I feel it's very important because I think a lot of children out there are psychic and mediums. You know, first of all, there's two different things between psychic and medium, but maybe I'll do that on another topic, another time in another show. But I want to discuss about psychic children because, like I said, this is a very inspirational story, and I wanted to, you know, give you all that information. Excuse me. Anyways, I have a little boy. I'm not going to give you his name. He's about 10 years old, and his mother called me, and actually they just came to visit this weekend so I can help mentor her son who has these abilities. He's been definitely afraid of having his spirits. He has numerous spirits that come and visit him on a daily occasion. Now, you know, he's also attending a Catholic school, and you know, I don't know if many of you know, but in the Catholic religion, you know, being a psychic medium is kind of the no-no. So, you know, I suggest to his mother for him not to, you know, say anything to his priest of the nuns or anybody at school, because, you know, that is just a bit scary, and no one will understand. And they'll think that, you know, he has some issues wrong with him psychologically. So I don't want to torment him in that way, so that's why I suggested that. But anyways, he came by this weekend, and I gave him some techniques, and I gave him, and I had a really huge discussion with him and his family. What a lovely family, I have to say. I mean, I really adored them to pieces. The mother was very concerned for her son, and, you know, he's very, very sweet little boy, and he's just very scared. So, again, I gave him some techniques, and I wanted to, you know, explain to his family his psychics and medium's abilities, you know, what happens and how he can control it, because that's his problem. That's what he's getting scared, is that he's not able to control it, and he doesn't understand why they're there. So, you know, again, I think the topic today is about if anybody has a child or knows of a child who possesses the psychic or medium abilities, I think this topic will be great for you, because it will go down in lists, and I'll give you some guidelines what you all can do to help a child or know of a child, so you can kind of, you know, give them the space and try to, but encourage them and also be there for them and have an understanding of this situation. You know, as adults, you know, just because we're adults doesn't mean that we, who have psychic abilities and medium abilities, doesn't mean that we don't get scared. We mean children, you know, have feelings and they need support, and as long as, you know, as well as adults do. So again, the little boy came by and visited me. You know, he's such a grateful little thing. But these are some of the recommendations that I do suggest to you all. And some of them consist of a few things that can be kind of confusing. So I kind of want to just go over it and explain a little bit of some of the guidelines. And, you know, that's why I asked if anybody wants to call in and discuss it more and maybe ask questions about the situation and how they can go about it too. And I'm just going to give a brief description about this. But again, you know, if you want to call in, my call-in numbers are 1-888-627-6008-530-413-4522 or 530-413-5011. Anyways, so I just want to let you know there's tons and tons and tons of magazines, articles, books out there about children who have psychic abilities. I do recommend some of them. I do recommend Chip's Coffee's book, Grown Up Psychic. But there's also other ones out there. If you put it in Google and you put it in search, you are more than able to put it in and find a whole bunch of information on the books. I also do recommend that when you do look up these books, I do recommend looking at the average person that has said about the comments and stuff like that about the book, and, you know, read over the person's bio to just to make sure this feels comfortable for you before you get the material that you need. I clearly do feel that parents need to be supportive. And I know sometimes parents are not open to the situation, but I think for your child to develop their psychic abilities, in my opinion, and what I feel, because I am a psychic medium, I think that parents need to be open and supportive, because if you're not, your child's going to become depressed, your child's going to become angry, and, you know, in some cases, your child will lead a very misbehaved life because of this. So anyways, let's move on. You know, I have to tell you this, and this is big that I need to let you know. Parents need to have an understanding of this. They need to catch with literature. They need to read about this, because it's very important. You know, it is scary too, and I understand, because I'm a mother of three children myself, and I understand it's a very scary situation to have a child that possesses these abilities. But at the same time, you know, you're quite not understanding what the situation and how to go about it. I do recommend, you know, lots of literature, you know, like I just said before. And I also think that if you can, I mean, make sure that you, now when I say this, I want you guys to make sure that you look over the person's abilities and their bio and everything before you do that. But I think a child that possesses abilities need a mentor. You know, a mentor is someone that is able to lead a person in direction that's positive and teach them along the way. Again, I had some mentors in my life being with my abilities, but I mainly, it just came natural to me. Yes, I did a lot of reading, but it just came naturally to me. I feel that everybody can possess that ability and having them, and I think everybody has different ones. But I think with children, it's just like, you know, teaching them how to walk and teaching them how to run. You kind of need to give them some direction, and that's what I mean by mentoring. And another big thing that I stress, that I honestly have to say I stress about, is that I think that is learning techniques. And what do I mean by that? Well, you know, as spiritual advisors like myself and many people out there, we have to ground ourselves and we have to protect ourselves. You know, once you open up that door to the other side and to the door of the universe, there's a lot of entities and a lot of energies out there that is not so quite nice. So, you know, these techniques and groundations that I want to imply to you and stress upon you is that, so this is very helpful for your child as well. The learning techniques that I suggest is grounding. What I mean by grounding, it's actually connecting to the center of the earth. And, you know, I also am involved in a lot of shaman rituals and a lot of shaman techniques. And one of the techniques that I like to talk to you about today is one of the shaman's grounding techniques. If you want to know more information, I'm just going to briefly tell you what it is. But if you want to know more in depth about it, you can contact me through email at psychicantoinette@yahoo.com. And I'd be glad more than send you over more literature about it. But anyways, grounding, what it does is what you have to do is visualize. I know a lot of people are quite busy, so visualizing can be a pain in the butt, I understand, because I have so many things going on in my life, in my head, that I don't know if sometimes I wonder how I can do it. But anyways, grounding, what you're going to do is you're going to visualize that you have a beautiful tree. It could be a willow tree. It could be whatever tree you want, but it has to have big, huge branches on it. Anyway, so you're going to have this huge branch, and you're going to imagine it in your head, in your third eye, in your chakra, in your solar chakra up here in your head, in your head chakra. You're going to imagine that this tree is wrapping around your left foot and going all the way up into your belly button, and then it's going to penetrate on the other side of your right side all the way down to your foot into the ground. So it's like you're connected as one as the tree. And this is what you need to do to ground yourself. You know, it's a really great technique. If you're having a bad day, like today, I'm having one of those days. Children, trust me, children. If you're having a bad day or you just don't feel centered, this technique is actually fabulous. It's not even for spiritual people. It's also for finding yourself in the earth and grounding to it and finding the peace that you need for that moment and for that time. So I do recommend that. Very much so if you can find time. And, you know, a lot of people say, well, how long does it take? You know, it only takes about 5 minutes. If you connect with that tree in your head and you connect it and make sure it goes around your body and imagine it, it only takes 5 minutes. And imagine how much that 5 minutes will make you feel out of your day. It's a big difference. Trust me. It's a big difference. And the last one is protecting. You know, a lot of people who do paranormal investigations, people who are not spiritual or, you know, sensitive to the paranormal, and these people that go out into investigations like, you know, ghost hunters or, you know, the one that I'm working with on Tuesday, they have to ground themselves too. They have to protect themselves as well. It's like the big, you know, in big letters, ground, protect yourself. You know, you have to do that. And the reason why is because, like I said before, you open yourself to the world of the unknown. And the unknown can be very evil spirits. You know, that's my opinion. You know, as a psychic medium, I've been doing this for 18 years. I've worked with some crazy spirits. So I get, you know, I get the notion that, you know, it's very important to do this. It's in big letters. You need to do this. So anyways, I'm just going to give you a brief technique how to do this as well. And again, if you want to contact me through my email at psychicantoinette@yahoo.com, I'd be more than welcome to send over more literature and more in detail and depth about techniques of protecting yourself. But there's one that I'd like to just to go into briefly. It is about protecting and how can you do that. Again, it takes a little bit longer because, you know, you have to kind of get adjusted to seeing your silhouette of your body and your soul and actually trying to connect with that energy. I would say it probably takes about 15, 20 minutes, not even about 15 minutes, to kind of really get involved and start paying attention to the energy. So with this technique, you know, for little children, I do want to stress this. So for little children who have abilities, it's going to be more difficult than, say, a 10, 12, 14-year-old because their attention span is very, very short. So, you know, if you have children and you know if they're at that age, they're not going to sit there in one place longer than 5 minutes. So, you know, that's going to be kind of difficult. And maybe we can talk about that, too, like how we can give them to kind of get involved in that if they have attention span is not so, you know, it's lesser, like, you know, not so, it's only 5 minutes here and there. So maybe we can work up some techniques of trying to get it in there. But anyways, this technique is about 15 minutes, and what you do is that from your chakra, okay, everybody has chakras, by the way, I'll have to discuss this later, but we all have seven chakras, and it's our solar plex, it's our solar energy of our soul, okay? And when I talk about chakras, it's because I'm connecting to the body parts of the energy field. So the chakra that I'm discussing here is your third eye, which is your brow, which is your head chakra, which is on top of your head. This is where the energy field is. This is where the most of your psychic abilities come through. This area that's very important is that you have to imagine that a white light. You know, I do believe in God, so I imagine the white light of Jesus coming through my head with this white, pure light. Now, you can call it whatever you want, whatever religion you have, but it has to be some form of white energy light. So as you take this light from your head and it dismisses down to your body, you're going to imagine this again with your silhouette and your soul, and you're going to imagine this going down to the bottom of your feet. And then you're going to imagine yourself in a sphere, like a circle. So it's all going around your body like a tornado. And it's going to wrap around your whole body, your energy field. And, you know, you simply can do whatever words you want to say. But I usually say, in the name of Jesus Christ, I ask for protection. This is what I do for protection whenever I do a reading, whenever I go to an investigation, anything to do with energy work, this is what I do, and I really do recommend it. Again, these are some techniques that I do recommend. I mean, there's a whole bunch out there that you can, you know, find on your own on the internet, because, you know, the internet is a big old world of information. But again, these are some techniques that I would like you to apply, if you do, even on yourself, if you're learning to become more psychic. But I, this is the topic today is about psychic children and their abilities, and I really suppress this and want to tell you all that this is very important for your children, that they need to have some grounding and protection. You know, when your children tell you things that is out of the norm for them, something is going on spiritually. And it could be also psychological, too, so don't dismiss it as maybe it's not psychological. But half the time, I have to tell you, it's spiritual. And another big thing that I want to stress here, journal writing. I know, again, at 6 years old, they kind of scribble, and their attention span is quite not so, it's not there. But again, like I said before, if your child is 10 all the way up more, they can start writing journals. And what I mean by journals is expressing how they feel about it, expressing what is coming through and what they're seeing. And you're able to document this, and that's why I suggest writing, is because you can document every single thing that's going on and what's happening to your child. I stress enough that this is important, because even as myself, when I teach on my e-classes and also when I teach to other people, when I do my e-classes, like I was saying, I don't stress enough, you have to do journal writing. Journal writing and meditation is a big key in learning how to be psychic. But anyways, if now I'm going to go to any callers that would like to call in. The number is 888-627-6008 or 1-530-413-4522. Or you can call me again on 530-413-5011. Again, you're here with me with Antoinette Zaleski. I'm a psychic medium, and you're calling me on the Enchantment Hour. Today we're talking about children with psychic abilities. And if you haven't, if you just joined the chat room or if you just joined the conversation, we're discussing about children and psychic abilities. I came across a child that has a psychic medium abilities, and he's quite scared, and his mother was very concerned about this and the situation. I'm stressing over this. I'm not really stressing. I don't want to say stressing. But I'm really concerned about this because I don't think it's being addressed enough by us psychics and mediums. I think we need to be mentoring more of these children. I mean, you know, it's more out in the media now, being a psychic medium. It's not so much of a hush-hush. It's more that we're able to do this and be out there and express how we are and who we are. I mean, crying out loud, society has changed since, what, the 1950s and 60s? But anyways, I think that we need to stress upon this, and I really do feel that if anybody has any questions or concerns, you know, I like to talk to you about this. What is your... you know, what concerns do you have about your child who has psychic abilities? You know, are you open to this? Do you understand what's the difference between psychic and mediums? And that's why I wanted to do, you know, my show today on children with psychic abilities, because I think it's important. Like I said before, early on in the show, you know, a lot of famous psychic mediums were doing shows on children with psychic abilities. I really actually applaud them for doing that. I applaud them. But I think that we need to do more, excuse me, and get the children out there and accepting them into our society, and this is really happening. I think we need to, you know, there's a new shift going on this year. 2013 is just absolutely fabulous for a lot of things and new beginnings. That's what I'm picking up, is a new beginning. So if you want to do a new beginning this year, and start a new career, a new business, you know, a new life, a new relationship, I think this year is very powerful. And I think that's why I'm being drawn to discuss this topic, because I think it needs to be more open. I think it needs to be addressed in the media more. And I think we need to come together as spiritual beings to help and monitor these children that need help. Again, I'm available to take calls at 1-888-627-6008 or 1-530-413-4522 or 530-413-5011. You know, again, we're talking about psychic abilities in children. You know, there's a lot of abilities that children will possess, and some of them are psychic abilities, which are clairvoyant, clairaudient, or clairascendant. And straight out, some of them will have clear blue outs, medium abilities. Majority of children who have psychic abilities that I have noticed and I have done case studies on have medium abilities. They're able to see people who have passed on the other side. And one of the great questions that I got was actually a great question from the mother, from the child that I saw this weekend. She asked me, why does my son have it? I don't have it. Why does he have it when nobody else has it? Well, I will explain this question. I should have addressed it early on, but I just thought about it now. Why do children get it? Why are children able to see spirits than, say, per se, than adults are? Well, I can explain that to you. Now, again, this is my opinion, and this is how I feel about it. So when I give my opinion, it doesn't mean that it's accurate or doesn't mean it's true. It's what I believe. So, again, I feel that our souls are all, we reincarnated, we came back. But I believe in children, I believe they're more prone and more susceptible to being a medium. It's because it's like their soul just came over from the other side and it was being created. So they're more open to it. It's like, you know, they have a cone on their head, and when the spirits see that, they're like, ooh, we can swivel over here and talk to them. I believe that's what's going on, and I believe that these children, and you know, are scared because they're saying, oh, I'm seeing these people are coming to me and talking to me, and I don't know who these people are. I mean, on my perspective, seeing because I'm a spiritual person, I understand, but, you know, thinking about it, and thinking about it on a parent perspective, I just can't imagine on that side of point of view how that child would actually feel. I mean, it must be very scary and very overwhelming for them. So, you know, I think, you know, as parents, again, I think we need to, you know, actually talk to our children and try to have a little bit more understanding. And don't get me wrong, I'm not implying that, you know, if you parents out there have kids that have this ability, I'm not implying that you're not. I'm just saying that we need to be more open about this so our child doesn't feel like, oh, I'm the only one. You know, I'm the lost one. You know, people are going to bully me and think there's something wrong with me, et cetera, et cetera. So that's why the discussion today is very important about that. It's very hard to kind of accept. And it's also, you know, even though society has adapted much better for psychic mediums, you know, it is still hush-hush. It really is. I mean, I know I said it's getting much better, not as hush-hush, but as you really think about it, I mean, we still have some difficulties in the media because, you know, again, it could be because of past psychics who are fake, and the ones who are actually accurate and real, you have ones that people are going to look at and say, no, they're all fake. So my point is that encourage your children. You know, give them to say, okay, I understand how you feel. I get what you're saying. You know, get a mentor for them, like I was saying earlier. It's very important that they have a mentor. You know, you need direction. They need direction when they have this ability. And you know what? And it's not evil. I don't want parents to think it's evil. It's a gift. It really is a truly gift. I mean, we all have the ability to have this gift, and we're all able to open up spiritually and become, you know, more within the universe, more within the earth, more as whole. And I believe this year is more like that. I feel, you know, a lot of people say, well, a step aside from psychic abilities, you'll see why I'm talking about where this comes in. You know, people will say, well, you know, the situation with the government and politics, you know, the world's going to end in 2012. I didn't feel that, to be honest. I felt like there was going to be a change, and I think the government and politicians and all that is going to be a major change there as well. I feel kind of about it. I don't feel it's going to go really bad, but I do feel there's going to be a lot of more turmoil in the government. You'll see what I'm talking about as it eventually clears out and it starts coming together. But I think as people, I think we're going to start spiritually opening up more. We're going to start to notice things with the universe. I feel that the layer of the other side is going to start getting much thinner. But I think it's in a positive direction. So where I'm going with this is that I think that more with children in society who are possessing these abilities, I think it's going to be more open for them. I think it's going to be more accepting for them. I don't think for past history of psychics and mediums, it's not going to be so quite hard for them. You know, a lot of people say, well, they're indigo children or star children. I have to agree, and then I have to don't agree with that. I think that you're going to notice that children are having more abilities because the new spiritual awareness that's happening in our society, all over the world, actually, not just in our culture in America, but actually all over the world. But again, anyways, I kind of want to move away from that topic because that's a different topic that I kind of don't want to discuss, and it has really nothing to with the topic that we're discussing about. Again, I'm psych medium Antoinette, and I'm here to take your calls if you have any questions about your children who have psychic abilities, or if you know somebody that has psychic abilities. Again, it's in our culture now. It seems like that it seems to be the norm to be psychic. I want to know what your thoughts are. Again, you know, I just wanted to tell you a little bit about some of the stuff that's coming up in the near future. Most of you know if you've listened in the beginning, or, you know, if you're also listening in from my Facebook or even on my website page. By the way, my website is www.mediumantoinette.com. If you want to go there and check my services out, you're more than welcome to. Anyways, let's move over to more of the conversation of the psychic abilities. I think my next scheduled topic is going to be on how you can enhance and learn more about being a psychic medium, because, you know, honestly, there's a lot of confusion about that, and I want to clear that up. So I think my next topic is going to be on that. Again, I just wanted to tell you the upcoming, I'm really excited about it, my upcoming events that's coming up for me. As you know, I mentioned earlier in the show is that I'm trying to get together a couple of e-classes for people to learn about more about the spiritual realm, and I decided that I'm going to start doing e-classes. Look for that in about a couple of months now. I'm still trying in the works of trying to get it together. And another thing that I'm working with is I'm also working on my first book. I'm so excited. Yes, I am working on my first book. It's not going to be available until 2015. The unfortunate part is that, again, this is why I was inspirational of talking about the topic today. Hello, go ahead, caller. What's your first name?
Hi, my name is Genevieve.
Genevieve, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you, Antoinette.
Thank you for joining the show. I hope you've been enjoying it.
Yes, I have, and I do have a question.
Sure.
I know you say, and other people say in metaphysics, that we all have psychic abilities, some to a lesser degree and some, like yourself, to a much greater degree.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
If we all have psychic ability, I've just been wondering with all the killings that have been going on, whether it's been with guns or, you know, at the universities, at the shows, at places that, you know, in Newtown, most of the killers have been young. And I was wondering, is there any connection between some of the mental illnesses they have and their psychic abilities, maybe being open to lower level entities? I mean,
you know,
is there such a thing as something comes first, the lower level entities, you know, invade your aura and kind of predispose you to mental problems, or if you already have a mental problem, then that opens you up to lower level entities?
That's a very good question, Genevieve. That's a very good question. I'm also studying for my bachelor's in psychology, and, you know, I just love the absolutely field of parapsychology, and that's why there's a program like that. I believe that people who have the situations with all the killings that's been happening in the colleges and schools, which I'm totally heartbroken because that's not necessarily. I mean, that's not something that should happen. I think the people who do that, specifically the children, I've always felt this way. I'm not too sure if you do, but maybe that's why you're here talking to me. Maybe we can, you know, have that topic. I do feel that they have some mental problems, mental disorders, but I also feel that it could be some of some entities that guiding them to do it. That's maybe some evil entities that's doing that. I don't want to say possession of some sort, but maybe some kind of form of something negativity that is conflicting them to do that. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So do I feel that? I do feel that they might possess that of entities trying to connect them and say, hey, do this. But I also feel majority of them have mental disorders. But I've always felt people who have paranoia, schizophrenia, and multiple personalities have some psychic abilities or mediumship abilities that they can't handle, that the mind kind of turns off and it makes them have these mental disorders. Does that, do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
So
you're saying
the
mental problem would be first, which would open them to lower level entities?
Exactly.
Hmm.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think, okay? Now, mm-hmm. you know, I think that we all, you even including yourself, are very intuitive. I think we all have the ability to open up to the spiritual world, but I think it's how you can be. What I mean by that is, like, how you possess that, like, if you want to be positive or negative about it. You know, there's, like, a lot of people out there that do that, and they do it for the wrong reasons, you know. They do it for provoking the wrong energies and the wrong entities in the world that make them kind of evil, in a sense, if you want to look at it as that way. And then you have the spiritual workers who work in the light, and they do more positive influences on the society and world in their readings and stuff like that. So I think it's, you know, it's a great topic. I think that's a really great topic to get into and to discuss about, you know, why are these killings going on? I mean, it's sad to hear about that. I mean, you know, and again, it, you know, people will say, well, maybe it's politics or maybe it's the government. I don't know. Maybe it's the society. Maybe it's just the spiritual realm coming in a clash of evil and good. I mean, what do you think?
Well, I think anybody involved in politics or government or the mother next door, bottom line is they're all human. They're all just people,
mm-hmm.
and how they use their energy. You know, what their occupation is, I don't think matters. It could be anything. I don't believe it's government. And if it is government, it still filters down to it's just people and the way they wish to exercise their energies. And
it's like what you give out to the universe, you will get back. And you know,
right.
Like
it doesn't matter if you're a janitor or
uh-huh.
a governor.
Yeah, and I feel that whatever you give out to the universe, if it's positive or negative, you're going to get that back. And I always felt that. And when I meant by the government, you know, a lot of controversies were saying, well, the government did that, and the government did that with the killings, and I don't know. I really don't care about that at the moment. I just know that we have a problem in our society with this situation with murdering. I just know we have that. So I think this year is going to be much better than last year and the year before that. I feel a new spiritual renewal coming in. I feel more intense of people coming together spiritually, and I feel that as a whole. Do you have another question for me that you want me to help you with?
Well, when you say things will get better spiritually, usually the spike of spirituality that I've seen happens when the catastrophe has taken place, and then all of a sudden there's a real big spike all over the world in spirituality.
Well, the catastrophe already happened.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everybody's panicking about 2012 ending. Everybody was worried about, you know, if in our government, in our culture, if Mr. Obama was going to be accepted again, and, you know, the crisis with the money situation with the government about not giving enough money here and there. So I think the crisis is leading over to a surpass, and it's going to get much better. You know, I even had a client yesterday ask me if there was going to be a crash in the government. I feel the government is not going to crash totally, but I think we're there, the ending of a catastrophe. I think we're starting out new. I don't think the world is going to come to an end very soon. I think things are changing in a positive direction. I want to hope that, and I feel that. I just think that, you know, we have a lot of things to work on, and I think opening up more spiritually, I think this will get rid of some of the negative energy that's out there in society. What's your thought on that?
Well, of course, you're absolutely right. To me, all the negativity is like a heavy, heavy, heavy blanket circling the earth, and good energies are trying to break that blanket of negative energy, which I remind my kids, every good thing you do is trying to break that blanket of dark energy. You know, we're combating that, which is why I'm glad you're emphasizing children, because I mean, when I was young, my grandmother always talked about, you know, protecting ourselves from dark negative energies, and it's a shame that I feel the way of the country is going is away from religion, and regarding, okay, if you don't want religion, fine, but look at your own spirituality, and if you're it's good that you're trying to teach psychic children how to protect themselves from dark energies. And I mean, I think that's for all children to learn
yes.
how to protect themselves from negative
energies. I agree on that. I agree on that. And, you know, I'm trying to, like I was saying in my my discussion, I had a little boy that is fighting with medium abilities, and his mother's very concerned. And I feel very sad because, you know, she's open to it, but the rest of the family's not, and he's trying to accept what he has. So, you know, I'm trying to teach more of the children, and that's why I'm trying to gather information and doing more case studies on children so that I can help them and mentor them. And that's why I was also suggesting, you know, people who also want to become more spiritual, suggesting these techniques as well. It's not only for the child, it's also for everybody else, too. And it also involves more of being in tune with yourself and finding the peace and comfort at your level that's good for you, too. Because I feel there's a lot of unhappy people out there, and I think that if they did a little more spiritual meditation or something, I think they won't be so unhappy. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Absolutely. And for the mothers that do have psychic children, you know, my only recommendation is don't be so serious about it. If your family's against it, say, well, it is what it is, you know, and it is what it is. And let the ones
it
that
is,
are against
and
it,
it's
let
very
it be their
hard.
Problem.
It's very hard for it's very hard for parents to accept that. If you're not open to that, if you're not open about that, you know, again, it could be for religion reasons. It could be because they don't believe in it. It could just be for many reasons that it was just an example. So it is hard when you're not open to it and your children suffer from that, to be honest.
I believe that. But fortunately, the children, and fortunately, even in the movies today, you know, for parents that are against it, okay, they're learning about it, and hopefully they keep their negative opinions to themselves. And just accept, you know, whatever gifts God has given their children and say, I'm sure God loves my child and God will protect my child with that gift. If they're spiritual, they should accept that.
Exactly. And I totally 100% agree with you. But again, you know, that's
I
you
know.
And I. I mean, there's how many people in the world? Like 5 billion something people in the world. Not everybody will accept that. Not everybody will agree because, again, everybody has their own opinions about that. But at the end of the day, I believe that children are suffering from that because they're not being taught or they're not learning different techniques and they're not being mentoring, you know. And it's very hard to go to somebody and say, yeah, I think my kid has psychic abilities. You know what I mean?
Right. So it's getting better. I mean, with movies from Steven Spielberg and, you know, all these movies, it's that little bit of information is implanted in all people's minds, and maybe they'll be more open and accepting. But it takes time, and it'll happen. Well, that's
I think it will, and I do feel that as well, too. I think it's adjusting to it and adjusting to the situation. I really do.
Yeah, the sad thing is with some of the movies, that gift has been made to be horrific, so that's also implanted in the parents' mind. But it'll
well, yeah, because, you know, the media makes everything more extravagant than it really is.
Right, right.
You know, they want you to catch it, and make more money off of it. That's why they make it extravagant, and that's why they make
correct.
It bigger than it
and
really is.
And they make it so negative in many instances.
Exactly, it is. You're right.
It's getting better. Like you said, it's getting better, and it will continue.
It is. And, you know, if you definitely have any more questions or if you want to know more, just email me at the bottom of my page, and I'll be glad to answer your questions.
Oh, will do. All right, Antoinette, thank you so very much.
Thank you so much, Genevieve. I appreciate you calling in. Thank you.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Genevieve, for calling in. She was such a lovely woman. I really enjoyed speaking with her. You know, today's topic was on psychic abilities with children, and, you know, like a wonderful call with Genevieve. You know, it is true. I believe that the world is opening up more to spirituality. It's just finding the key how to be more open and to be more accepting. Does the media really make you know, mediums and psychics and really more extravagant than they should be or more negative? What do you think? let me know. You know, I want to hear from what your thoughts are regarding that, you know. You know, again, today's topic is on children with psychic abilities, but, you know, does media really portray, you know, what psychic and mediums really do? Do they make it negative, or do you think they make it positive? I don't know. Maybe that should be the next topic, too. There's a lot of stuff to talk about, but, you know, again, I appreciate y'all listening to me today. Again, I just wanted to briefly tell you what's coming up. Tuesday, I'm going to be doing an investigation at a woman's house here where I live in Bossier City, Louisiana. She has a haunting that's going on, and her poor little kids, bless her heart, her kids are really scared to death, and I'm working with one of the investigation teams here, and I'm going to help them try to figure out this little boogers that's in the house. And I'm also working with a little boy. He has psychic ability, so I'm working with him too. And also, I'm having my e-classes coming available in the next few months. If you want to get a reading through with me, you can contact me at my email address, and I can give you my information for my services. Or, you know, you can just contact me through an email, just talk to me. I'd be glad more to answer any of your questions. That's why I'm here, is to teach about the spiritual world and to also help anybody that has questions and, you know, be a mentor. I mean, I think that's the positive thing that we need to do is work together as a team and teach people about the spiritual world. And I think that the more we know about it, I think the more it'd be more accepting in the society, and I think that people won't be ashamed about their abilities, specifically kids. Again, I just wanted to let you know one more thing. In 2015, I'm going to be look forward to my book that's in there. It's going to be Psychic Children with Psychic Abilities, something of that effect. I haven't really done that, the title. I'm starting to write on the pages and stuff like that, but it's going to be on the terms and topics of psychic children. So it's coming out in 2015. I know that. But again, I want to say thank you to y'all for visiting me and joining me today on my show, The Enchantment Hour with Antoinette Zaleski. I'm a psychic medium. I have been for the past 18 years. And again, today's topic was on psychic children with abilities, medium abilities. I want to say thank you. And if you have any questions, you can contact me through my email at psychicantoinette@yahoo.com, or you can contact me on the show. Again, my show airs every other Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, that is 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and 12 p.m. Central Standard Time. No, I'm sorry. Yes, it is 12 p.m. I get so confused with all these time zones. But anyways, I wanted to say thank you for joining me today. I do look forward to hearing from you soon. I'll talk to you next Monday. Thank you. Have a great day.